This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, the 17th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has described the recent Lebanon ceasefire as a timeout and a historic opportunity for peace. While Israel maintains a 10-kilometer buffer zone, Netanyahu assured the nation that he did not concede to Hezbollah's demands. Former President Donald Trump has hinted at a potential meeting with Israeli leaders, emphasizing the U.S.'s ongoing role in the region. Following the ceasefire announcement, President Trump has also signaled a possible deal with Iran could be imminent. The ceasefire between Lebanon and Israel has officially taken effect, with both nations acknowledging the need to curb Hezbollah's activities. This agreement is seen as a crucial step in stabilizing the region. The U.S. has released details of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire, affirming Israel's right to self-defense. Both countries have agreed that Hezbollah's military activities need strict regulation, leaving Lebanon's security forces as the sole authorized bearers of arms in the country. President Trump unveiled the 10-day ceasefire agreement between Israel and Lebanon, aiming to sustain peace efforts. This development highlights the U.S.'s diplomatic engagement in the Middle East amidst ongoing discussions to reach a peace deal with Iran. In a related development, Trump has spoken with the Lebanese president as part of his efforts to advance the ceasefire. This proposal presents a politically sensitive situation for Netanyahu, yet it provides an avenue for Trump to potentially broker a peace deal with Iran. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe.